Hearing this, Vidura inquired from Maitreya, "My dear master, how is it that three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, who are the creator, maintainer and destroyer of the whole creation, became the offspring of wife of Atri Muni?" Maitreya said, "When Lord Brahma ordered Atri Muni to create generations after marrying Anusuya, Atri Muni and his wife went to perform severe austerities in the valley of the mountain known as Riksha. In that mountain valley flows a river named Nirvindya. On the bank of the river are many Ashoka trees and other plants full of palasa flowers, and there is always sweet sound of water flowing from a waterfall. The husband and wife reached that beautiful place. There the great sage concentrated his mind by yogic breathing exercises, and thereby controlling all attachment, he remained standing on one leg only, eating nothing but air, and stood there on one leg for 100 years. He was thinking, 'May the Lord of the universe, of whom I have taken shelter, kindly be pleased to offer me a son exactly like him.'" Here is a very interesting purport of Prabhupada. It appears that the great sage Atri Muni had no specific idea of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, he must have been conversant with the Vedic information that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead who is the creator of the universe, from whom everything emanated, who maintains this created manifestation, and in whom the entire manifestation is conserved after dissolution. Yato va imani bhutani, Taittiriya Upanishad 3.1.1. The Vedic mantras give us information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Atri Muni concentrated his mind upon that Supreme Personality of Godhead even without knowing his name, just to beg from him a child exactly on his level. This kind of devotional service, in which knowledge of God's name is lacking, is also described in the Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says that four kinds of men with backgrounds of pious activities come to him, asking for what they need. Atri Muni wanted a son exactly like the Lord, and therefore he is not supposed to have been a pure devotee. Because he had a desire to be fulfilled, and that desire was material. Although he wanted a son exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this desire was material because he did not want the personality of Godhead himself, but only a child exactly like him. If he had desired the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his child, he would have been completely free from material desires, because he would have wanted the Supreme Absolute Truth. But because he wanted a similar child, his desire was material. Thus, Atri Muni cannot be counted among pure devotees. Quite a heavy purport. There is also the genealogical tree mentioned. There is a long list of who is the father, who is the son, who is the wife. Like that, there is a whole thing given here. It is sometimes not very easy to follow. It's quite difficult actually to keep big track of this table here. But in general, we can understand something from the modern world. The world hasn't changed. The world remains the same. And what we can learn from the modern world, as we know, there are celebrities in this day and age. There are many celebrities, whatever their profession may be. So what we can understand from the genealogical table, that these were the celebrities in those days. Akuti, Dehauti, Prasuti, their husbands, their children, they are all mentioned. They are the celebrities. But what is the point about knowing all these people? What do we actually benefit? That we can talk a little bit about. For that matter, Ajamila is also mentioned. But can we consider Ajmila also a celebrity or not? If we can also look at it in a different way. Suppose if you see entire Bhagavatam as a movie, do you know how many characters are there? The director will go mad. So, you can have Ajmila as one actor, and actually life is described as a dream, which is not very different from a cinema. Means imaginary. Kalpana. So what do we learn from such a big parade? You know, we have what we call as the star-studded Hollywood. Star-studded Hollywood. So if you remove one letter from the word Holly, it becomes Hollywood. What? So these are the actors from Hollywood. So we have actors from Hollywood, Bollywood, and these are the actors from Hollywood. So what is their value? Each actor must carry some value. He must be carrying some action. There must be some purpose to his role. What is interesting? If we see Atri Muni, he had darshan of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And what about Ajmila? He had darshan of Yamadut. Of course, Vishnudus came later on. But do you know something? If you see the value of Atri's life, and if you see the value of Ajmila's life, neither of them were pure devotees. Neither Ajmila was a pure devotee, nor Atri Muni is a pure devotee. You know, when we read these things, sometimes we feel a little better. And that is the actual, some lessons we can learn from this. So what did Ajmila do? Ajmila was able to destroy his sins. But he could not achieve the ultimate goal, pure devotion. At that point, he did not achieve. He may have achieved later on. So he did not chant purely, but he chanted offenselessly. Now here, what is Atri Muni's mental situation? He asks a very strange question. When Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh are standing in front of him, he has prayed to Jagadishwara. So he's asking, which one of you is answering my prayer? He's asking, which one of you is answering my prayer? So this can be the situation when actually we do not have the exact parampara knowledge. There is some very interesting clarifications that Prabhupada gives. We know there has been many famous names of Indian philosophers, and six of them prominently mentioned. Besides Vyasadeva, there are other sages who are authors of six different philosophical systems, namely Gautama, Kanada, Kapila, Patanjali, Jaimini and Ashtavakra. They are not Nastikas. Theism is explained completely in the Vedanta Sutra. They believe in Veda. In that sense, they are not Nastikas. But if you go deeper, you will see what is the problem. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.25 Translation. Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalkya and Jaimini and other compilers of the religious scriptures cannot know the secret, confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially the Yajurveda, Samaveda and Rigveda. Their intelligence has become dull. No comments. Thus they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka for material happiness, They are not attracted to the Sankirtana movement. Instead, they are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. So we have this Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. There we have Tandera Charana Seve Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hoy Ye Abhilash. Tandera Charana Seve Bhakta Sanevas. So these people are not categorized as Bhaktas, because they are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Yesterday also the same point came up in the class. If somebody offers you a crore of rupees plus 100 rupees, offers you a crore of rupees plus 100 rupees. Why 100 rupees separately? Because the crore of rupees is a big nice amount which many people would, you know, who wants to be a millionaire? Kon banega crorepati? So like that. 1 crore is kept in front of you with only one condition. Another 100 rupees is given to you. The condition is, since money can buy many things, you can buy many things with 1 crore. But before that, you have to buy one thing with 100 rupees. You have to buy poison and drink it. Afterwards, this 1 crore is yours. People will be attracted. People will take this bargain. But surprisingly, we all do. Especially as Krishna conscious society, within this society, we actually do that. We know that Manushya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Na Bajiya. Huh? Who did that? You? Who did that? You? You did it. Okay. That's what happens when you go to America. So, we are doing that. We are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Honestly, within ISKCON, we cannot say that all of us are given up Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Honestly, we can't say that. And that is the poison. And what is the 1 crore rupee? Radha Krishna Nabajiya. But Radha Krishna Nabajiya, you can say, no, we are worshipping Radha Rasbihari. No. But the goal is Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Not Tandera Charane Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hoye Abhilash. Not that. Therefore, Prabhupada says Atrimuni is not a pure devotee. Even though he said Jagadishwara. And Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh came in front of him. Just imagine. For us, if Ambani and Birla and Tata will come in front of us, we will be happy. That will be enough for us. With Janmashtami coming, I think that's what we are interested in. What to speak of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. When Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh is standing in front of Atrimuni, in spite of that, he is given the certificate, not a pure devotee. So where is our position? What are we here for? So, there are many points. Let me see how much I can cover it. I'll try to cover something. Maybe I can come back to it a little later. Now, in another purport, Srimad Bhagavatam 6.15, verse number 12 to 15. O great souls, I have heard that among the great and perfect persons wandering the surface of the earth, to instruct knowledge to people covered by ignorance are Sanat Kumara, Narada, Ribu, Angira, Devala, Asita, Apantaratma, Vyasadeva, Markandeya, Gautama, Vasishta, Bhagavan Parashurama, Kapila, Sukadeva, Durvasa, Yajnavalkya, Jatukarna and Aruni. Others are Romasa, Chyavana, Dattatreya, Asuri, Patanjali, the great sage Daumya, who is like the head of the Vedas, the sage Panchashika, Hiranyanabha, Kaushalya, Srutadeva and Ritadvaja. You must certainly be among them. This is the meeting of Angira Muni, Narada Muni with Chitraketu. It's very interesting what happens to Chitraketu. As I said, the Bhagavatam, if you see it like a movie, this is a very important part of that movie. Chitraketu, he was in complete illusion. He had, you name it, he had it. He had 1,000 queens. If you put all the corporate leaders' lifestyle put together, everywhere in the world, the top level corporate leaders' lifestyle, if you put together, Chitraketu was at least 1,000,000 times more than that. And yet, he was completely lamenting. Completely lamenting. And Prabhupada writes there, actually it is only our own imagination of what we think we can enjoy in this world. There is actually nothing to enjoy. It is just like a movie. Even if you have such wonderful facility like Chitraketu, ultimately what remains is only the memory if you are alive. If you are dead, even that memory is gone. So such is the nature of this world. So Bhagavatam is establishing that only those people are counted as having lived and made proper use of their life, who have followed exactly in the way Krishna has instructed. All others have deviated in so many ways. So it is a parade of people who have deviated from the real goal. So, when we come back to the lifestyle of Atri Muni, what we can conclude that in spite of his achievement, even of having a son similar to the Lord, he was not successful. Now we see that Akuti also gave birth to a son. But Akuti's father, he was very smart. The son was not similar to the Supreme Lord. The son was Supreme Lord himself. So, because Swayamunu knew this beforehand, he made a deal with his son-in-law. The deal he made is, even though he had two sons, Priyavarta and Uttanapada, he made deal with his son-in-law, Ruchi, saying that, when your son is born, you will have to hand over him to me. So in this way, Swayambhumanu achieved perfection by giving his daughter to Ruchi and getting back his grandson as his son, Yajna. So these are the different things that happens in this complicated drama of Srimad Bhagavatam. So my only statement that I can make without going into so many details. Is the purport of the same verse 6:15, 12:15. The word Jnana Hetava is very significant because great personalities like those listed in these verses wander on the surface of the globe not to mislead the populace but to distribute real knowledge. Without this knowledge, human life is wasted. The human form of life is meant for realization of one's relationship with Krishna or God. One who lacks this knowledge is categorized among animals. The Lord Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jaya Sri Radha Rasbari Leta Bishakak Jaya Sri Goni Thayaki Jaya Sri Sri Ramakshan Hanumanji Kija Slapropati Namang Dushkritano Muda Prabhadyante Naradama Mayaya Apurita Jnana Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Ignorance is the bodily conception of life. Yasyasma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke sayeva gokhara. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.84.13. Practically everyone throughout the universe, especially on this planet Bhurloka, thinks that there is no separate existence of the body and soul and therefore no need of self-realization. But this is not a fact. Therefore, all the brahmanas listed here, being devotees, travel all over the world to awaken Krishna consciousness in the hearts of such foolish materialists. The acharyas mentioned in these verses are described in the Mahabharata. The word panchashika is also important. One who is liberated from the conceptions of annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya and anandamaya, and one who is perfectly aware of the subtle coverings of the soul is called panchashika. According to the statements of Mahabharata, Santi Parva, chapter 218, 219, an acharya named Panchashika took birth in the family of Maharaj Janaka, the ruler of Mithila. The Sankhya philosophy accepts Panchashika acharya as one of them. Real knowledge pertains to the living entity dwelling within the body. Unfortunately, because of ignorance, the living entity identifies himself with the body and therefore feels pleasure and pain. So, as I explained to you, the verse itself does not have much to talk about except about the genealogy of the three daughters of Swayambhu Manu. But later on, you will see that there is a story of Duru Maharaj, Uttanapada's son, and we will see how Duru Maharaj also was almost on the verge of achieving perfection of life but just fell short of it because he had some old score to settle. This idea of settling scores, or as it's called one-upmanship, or it's called brinkmanship, the idea of settling scores is there even in those people who chant Hare Krishna. I don't know whether you understand the word settling scores. Badla lena. What is that? Badla lena. This is the ultimate pitfall. For a devotee, this is the ultimate pitfall. Ye jo badla lena hai, it is much more, it is of course in one sense it is the, you know, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. But the question is, who has done it besides me? If I consider myself as a Vaishnava, all I can say is that all the rest are committing offense to me. That's all I can think of. So the first thing is that I have to understand that I am not a Vaishnava. So unless we start over there, because if you start there thinking that I am not a Vaishnava, then there is no question that somebody committing offense and you taking badla. You can have the best arrangement like we have. We have the materially best possible arrangement that one can think of. As a child, I always dreamed that I would like to travel freely, of course only in India. I dreamt this. I would like to travel freely where I will not have any problem for transportation, accommodation, food and entertainment without paying one penny. This was my childhood dream. I don't know it comes under dharma, artha, kama, moksha or not, but that's what I wanted. And what do you think? I got it or not? I'm traveling freely, with no fixed income, but accommodation, food, travel and entertainment included. Sometimes the entertainment part in Bombay Zoo is more, in other places less. But sometimes the entertainment is like a nightmare. People can kill you. That also can happen. So settling score has become part of our lifestyle. I'm telling you, even if you are as great a devotee as Atri, I don't know whether I can say devotee or not. Okay, not pure devotee, but devotee. So even if you reach that position, you didn't make it. So you are using that 100 rupees first, and you will never be able to use that 1 crore. If you use that 100 rupees first for buying poison, you will not live to use that 1 crore. Is this wise? Are we doing the right thing? Please consider. We have this great facility so that we can drink poison. Are we going to drink poison in spite of such wonderful opportunity? So if we meditate on this, Ajameel, actually by mistake, he called the name of Narayan, not with purpose. But somehow or other, you know, just like doing a pole vault, sometimes you brush that. There is a stick kept across. Sometimes you brush it. It shakes a little bit. If it falls, you are a failure. But if it shakes and stands there, and then you fall on the other side, you made it. So Ajameel is like that. He just did a pole vault, brushed the stick, but luckily went on to the other side. I think we should at least do that much. At least do that much. So afterwards it said that he went to Haridwar and later on he made it back home, back to God at Vaikuntha. So let us consider our position. Prabhupada has given us the wonderful capital. Everything is there. Land, labor, capital, organization, everything is there. But where are we going? Where are we going with this wonderful arrangement? If we do not focus on that, if nothing else, at least we are not grateful to Prabhupada. What is generally known as Navakaram. So Prabhupada has given us this wonderful facility, and if we don't use this facility for which purpose he established, Prabhupada clearly condemns the idea of Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Especially in that Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, this point is very well made. Our only business is to follow, in the purport also Prabhupada mentions, very interesting. Very interesting, that also comes in the purport, in today's purport. By His divine grace, let us offer our respectful obeisance unto Lord Chaitanya, who began this Krishna conscious movement of Bhagavata Dharma 500 years ago. And through His grace, let us offer our obeisance to the six Goswamis. And let us And then let us offer obeisance to Radha Krishna, the spiritual couple who enjoy eternally in Vrindavan. Let us also offer our respectful obeisances to all the devotees and eternal servitors of the Supreme Lord. So this is the mood that Prabhupada has set just in the beginning of this volume, canto, fourth canto, part one. So I do not have too much to tell, but all I can say is that sometimes I say it as a joke. I hope it will only be a joke and it will not become real. All of us know that we should keep Prabhupada in the center. All of us know that or not? How many of you know that we should keep Prabhupada in the center of our life? How many of you know? But there is one problem, even if you keep him in the center. You know what's the problem? He may be in the center but out of focus. So when you come and do your Guru Puja, he is there. But after the Guru Puja, he is out of focus. And that is a real danger. It is not a question of how senior you are, what position you have, how much knowledge you have. You know, now not those statistics. The real thing is Prabhupada in the center and in full focus. That means that nothing else goes on in this place. Only what goes on is what Prabhupada has ordered. Nothing else goes on. I'll end my small lecture here. I don't know whether I did justification for today's thing. Anyway, other people will come and they will explain more fully when it follows in the next few days. So I want to thank all of you. If there is any questions, I will take it.
Guruji, this all pastime happened was Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu was the first Manu. So that means we are reading about the Satyuga, like very old Satyuga, not the Satyuga of this Kalpa. So anything happened for any generation explanation or any stories of this Satyuga or this Manvantra, Vaivastha Manu, something?
I didn't particularly prepare for that in detail. Actually, I had a hard time trying to figure out what is to be said. But then I latched on to one point, that how, in spite of seeing Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Atri Muni did not achieve perfection of life. So I thought I will carry the day with that particular point. But maybe we can discuss it separately about that with the help of the folio.
I have another request, Prabhuji. As you told, your childhood desire of four things.
Yeah, I would like some comments about that.
Yeah.
Whether it comes under dharma or the kama moksha or it comes under pure devotional service.
There is another symptoms you have shown in your childhood where your mother confirmed that you will definitely go in ISKCON.
Huh?
You like to share that?
What is that?
You have shown some symptoms in your childhood. Looking at that, your mother also confirmed that.
Yeah. You see, I was declared as useless. I said, okay, but there must be one person who can make use of me. At least the Supreme Lord should find some use for me. That couldn't go wrong. So I said, if no one else is able to think that I'm doing something useful. Many in ISKCON also think like that, but I hope Radha Raspberry doesn't think like that. Yeah, many things. Many things. And I was warned not to get married, of course. I was told to keep off, whether I'm spiritual or not. There are many things in my life like that. But I would say one thing. I really liked in the Guru Ashtaka, I didn't get attracted to many of the things stated there. Like Sri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana Sringara Tan Mandira Marjanadav. I didn't get. But I got attracted to Swadhana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan. I knew what I was looking for in that. So it said Swadhana Triptan and Hari Bhakta Sangan. So, my only prayer is, there is also another thing that from Bhagavad Gita, Aniketa Stiramati. So, Aniketa is quite easy, but I pray to all the devotees here to give me the Stiramati to remain in the shelter of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and not leave His shelter anytime.
Bhakti Vinod Prabhu, you just, before finishing your class, you focused on keeping Prabhupada in the center. I just wanted to tell you what
center
are the,
and in focus.
I'm just coming. I have not finished my question yet. I just want to know that under what situations the ISKCON devotees, you know, whether they are grand disciples or disciples of Prabhupada, under what circumstances you think that the devotee can out of focus Prabhupada out of his life?
That's the story of Atri Muni.
Just tell without the story, you can tell what is the situation a disciple who has come into ISKCON can feel that Prabhupada is out of focus in his life. What are the symptoms?
Symptom is, if there is a quarrel and disagreement, it is not supposed to be inside the movement. The movement is protecting, it is insulating us from quarrel and disagreement. The movement is, Hare Krishna movement is supposed to insulate us from the power of Kali. So, but if the characteristics of Kali are to be seen, then we can say that there is a possibility that we are not following the right path. Quarrel and disagreement is the chief characteristic of Kali Yuga. The point of today's lecture is, they may be in Bhagavatam, but they may not be Bhagavatas. Their names may be in the Bhagavatam, but they may not be Bhagavatas.
One who has come into the Bhagavatam is naturally glorious.
That one can glorify a villain also, especially in the movies. Karl Nayak.
We also appreciate the Khalnayak in Krishna book also.
Right, but we don't want any Khalnayak here.
You may not want it, but they may come.
No, we don't want means Prabhupada does not want. Then if he comes here, then the question you ask me, the why it happens, that will happen. So you answered your own question. See, you can't have Prabhupada in center and focus with Khalnayaks around.
I just wanted you are sitting on a Vyasa Asan. I just said that how can a devotee who is coming into ISKCON, whether he may be a grand disciple or a disciple, think of out of focusing Prabhupada, and what is the situation?
That is the nature of the material world. That's the nature of the conditioned soul. That is the inborn nature. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya. There are three births: Saukra, Yajna, and Savitru. But if it becomes only a formality, then actual thing will not be experienced. So animals and, you know, parents, they give birth to children. That's called Saukra. Then Yajna, if one is actually qualified as a Brahmin, then he gets that. Then Savitru. So that means he is free from the material modes. So until that is achieved, we are conditioned. So we have our conditional side and constitutional side. We may be shifting from one gear to another gear. Then if there is conditional side is there, these things will come. Now, let's find out how much time we have.
No problem.
10 minutes.
Are you hungry now?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to get into too much trouble.
So, you asked about that point, that when your childhood desire, does it come under
Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, or pure devotional service? Listen, I have to listen. I have to work for you. You better be careful.
Well,
and I may also say I'm following you. If you want to withdraw your question, you are allowed.
Akamo sarvakamo va mokshakamo udarahi.
Right.
Tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta purusha param.
Correct.
As long as you are holding the lotus feet of the divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, following instruction and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hare Hare, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It may appear that it is coming under Kaitava Dharma.
Now I won't say Kaitava. I won't say Kaitava. I'll only say it is Samanya Dharma. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha.
That is Kaitava Dharma. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha is Kaitava Dharma.
Okay. If you want to be that serious, no problem.
Okay. So, even I said it may appear. I didn't say it is. I said it may appear. But since we have taken shelter, we will be purified and hopefully we'll be able to Antah Narayana Smriti.
Yes, I wish that good fortune for all of us. That in spite of all the problems, all the quarrels, all the disagreements, if we can at that last moment, if we can think of Shri Radha Ras Bihari, Lalita Vishaka, if we can have that good fortune, nothing like that. We will be more fortunate than many of the people mentioned in Bhagavatam.
Well, you said you are following me, but I am trying to follow you.
That's the problem, you can see. We don't know who to follow.
Bhakti Vinod Prabhu said other day that you and others want to do something. Thus, you have too much tension and headache. I don't want to do anything, so I have no headache.
Achai, there was one devotee here who wanted to ask something.
Hare Krishna.
You after Radha Krishna, you can.
Okay.
Oh, that's the son, right? The father goes first.
Wonderful class. This shloka, they mention all family here, mother, father, and daughter. What happened to the son?
I can't.
He said in this verse, the description of Manu and Satrupa children are given as three daughters. What about the two sons? It's not mentioned here.
No, it is coming. In the next few slokas, it is coming. In next 3-4 slokas, it's mentioned there.
Actually, it has already come.
Cha. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, before you said about those 7 philosophers, Indian philosophers.
Six.
Yeah, and out of them, three were bewildered by the effulgence or something like that.
Not just three.
Yeah.
Actually, all the 6.
So, but I wanted to ask, how do they even see the effulgence? How do they even see the effulgence of Krishna?
What? How did they see the effulgence of Krishna?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean to say they must be at least Brahman realized?
Yeah,
that's what you mean by seeing the effulgence.
Yeah.
Brahman realized.
Yeah.
How did they even get up to that platform?
Because some of them are deviating from the point. It means like, yeah, they follow Vedas, but slowly they are deviating to what they actually are saying. But still they are being able to see the effulgence of Krishna.
It is a very interesting, and the answer is little mysterious. Question is very interesting, but the answer is a little mysterious. Because Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta mataha smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I hope apohanam means even after knowing you may not follow. You become forgetful, careless, neglect. So that can happen even to people like, you know, supposed to be following a bona fide sampradaya. It can happen to us. One can deviate at any point. It doesn't matter where you are. Mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha. But why that apohanam will come, that is mysterious. But it will not come if you are really completely focused, it won't come. But if you are, as they say, the loose cannon, the loose goose, what? Like me, then it will happen. So, but utterly focused, then it will not happen. Therefore, sometimes the parents, you know, the devotees, you know, once I remember, I was in one temple that was just coming up in a rented house we were living a long back. So for some reason, the Guru Puja ended and the conch blew. Guru Puja ended and the conch blew. But Prem Dhwani was not said. I happened to leave the place. Two people came behind me and said, "Where are you going?" I said, "The conch just blew. The Guru Puja is over." They didn't accept. They said, "You can't go." At that time, I was quite upset. I said, you're starting with a conch and you're ending with a conch. What more do you want me to do?" So it is very easy to get upset with spiritual rules and regulations and restrictions. There is hardly anybody who doesn't get upset with spiritual rules and regulations. To be very frank with you. Once in Hyderabad farm, Prabhupada was staying in the farm with few sannyasis. Of course, many people were there and some sannyasis were also there. Prabhupada stayed longer than a week, something like that. So after 4 days or something like that, somebody came up to Prabhupada and said that sannyasis are not coming to Mangalarti. There was no big temple or anything. Some altar must have been there, some small room, you know. Nothing big really established. But Prabhupada was there. But Mangalarti was going on every day. And news came to Prabhupada after 3-4 days that sannyasis are not coming to Mangalarti. You know what Prabhupada said? He said, "I'm not going to talk to them. But I'm going to come to Mangalarti myself." Prabhupada said, "I'm going to come to Mangalarti myself." That is the attitude Prabhupada had. Before he went to tell somebody how he should be, Prabhupada said, "Then let me see whether they come or not. Why should I tell them to come? Let me go to Mangalarti myself. Instead of calling them and telling them, let me go to Mangalarti myself and then let me see whether they come or they don't come." So, following rules and regulations, therefore it says, Uttishta, Jagrata, Prapyavara, Nibodata, Churasya Dara, Nisita, Duratyaya, Durgam Patastat, Kavayavadanti. It is one hell of a trouble to go back home, back to Godhead. Sorry for the contradictory expression. It's one hell of a trouble to go back to troubleless place. What? It's not that easy. Anyway, that was an interesting question because it involves smritir, jnanam and apohanam. Janiya suniya vishakainu, knowingly drinking poison. Do you understand that? Knowingly drinking poison. That is the mystery. Knowingly drinking poison.
So I just wanted to comment also, Bhakti Vinod Prabhu, that, you know, we are not practically in control of ourselves, but Krishna is in control of us. And whether we are trying to do dharma, artha, kama, moksha, or whatever it is, but if we stick to the ISKCON, ultimately we'll see that we'll be taken care of. I just wanted to give to the devotees the glimpse of His Holiness Narmada Maharaj's life. When he was managing BBT, he was, you know, it seemed that he was after that artha and this and that. But ultimately when we saw him, how he left his body in Vrindavan, and that was a lesson, at least to my life, that if we stick to the teachings and the preachings and wonderful situations which Prabhupada has given to us, we will be, with Krishna at the end of the life.
On that wonderful remembrance of His Holiness Narmada Swami Maharaj, I think we can bring this class to an end. is known as Narmada Swami Maharaj ki, Sri Sri Radha Rajbari Lata Vishaka ji ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.